Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. We're going to continue in our series, Made to be Whole. And this week, we're going to be talking about us making sure that we're healing our soul, or the thing that I want to focus on this week, the part of our soul being our mind. So when the scripture talks about our soul, it's talking about that inner part of our being, which scripture also call our mind or our hearts. Our hearts represent that which we desire, the things that we like. And of course, our mind deals with our mindsets and what we're thinking about and how we think. We all have this past, you could say this. We were raised a certain way. We have life experiences that we have gained. And because of the life experiences that we have gone through, life spent before walking with Yeshua, our mind has these routines. It has a way of thinking that is there. And sometimes that way of thinking and the way we process information, the way we react to certain things that happen, it's not really the way God would have our minds work or the way he would want us to think or react in that situation. So as we become a believer in Yeshua and we're walking with Yeshua, we need to be able to step back and we need to be able to look at ourselves and look at our thought process, look at the way our mind operates and thinks and functions and think and be able to examine it and see, is there a way that I think? Is there a way that I react that is not the way that he would want me to? And the reason he would want you to react differently is so that we could fully walk in his blessings and in his goodness and in his joy. Because, see, our minds, once we act a certain way over and over and over again, our mind begins to form kind of like a path in our minds where the next time something happens, our mind is automatically going to think the way it has thought in the past. And so we as believers need to be aware of that, and we need to be on guard of that, and we need to begin to go through the process of healing our minds, or as the scripture would say, renewing our minds. Renewing our minds to think differently. Renewing our minds to react differently in certain situations. A lot of times when things happen because of what has occurred in our past as part of that old man, when things happen, we won't respond in faith, but instead we'll respond in fear or anxiety or worry. Because that is the way our mind is used to functioning and thinking. So we have to begin to go through that process of renewing our mind and allowing our mind to be renewed so it will no longer be triggered into that old way of thinking, but it will respond in faith and in love and in kindness. So I want to read Romans chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may approve what the will of God is, that which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Before walking with Yeshua, our minds were conformed unto this world. Our way of thinking was like unto this world. And when certain things would happen unto us, our responses would be that of the world. We desired the things of the world. So when we think about this concept of renewing our minds, yes, it is talking about us not walking and thinking as the world, as in walking in sin, you know, walking in lust, walking in drunkenness, you know, but he's also warning us not to walk in the world as in when it comes into doubt and stress and anxiety. And that is part of the old man, the old way of thinking. And now that we are in Yeshua, we have been called to transform our minds. So now we are causing our minds to think and behave differently than it did before. And the transforming of that is for our minds not to think and operate as the world's minds operate and think. So it's not just that we don't desire and like the things that they go after and they pursue, but it's also that we do not respond in fear. We do not respond in stress and get anxious when things occur, but we respond in faith and belief. So being able to do that, we have to go through that process of transforming our minds, of renewing our minds. It's causing our minds to think and operate differently. It's training our minds so that when something happens, instead of that event triggering doubt or anxiety or stress, when that event occurs, we respond in peace and in faith and in joy, knowing that we serve a God who is caring for us, who is our deliverer, and who will lead us through whatever event has occurred, whatever has happened. So we have to renew the mind. We have to transform it. We have to begin to build new roadways, new paths in our brains, training our brains to think differently. And the process of renewing our minds is not something that's going to occur overnight. It is something that we have to go through the process of learning how to do and to do over and over and over again. And as we learn to think and respond differently, before you know it, you have now built a new roadway, a new path in your brain. And you will begin to automatically respond the way God would have you respond, in peace, in faith. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. So us being in Messiah, we are now a new creation. And part of being that new creation is our mind is new and our hearts are new. So the old way of thinking, the old way of responding when things have occurred have passed away. That's old behavior. Now we learn a new behavior. New things have come. And that is for us to respond and walk as Messiah responded. See, when Messiah walked on the earth, Messiah did not walk with anxiety. He did not walk in stress. He did not walk in doubt. No matter how much the people came at him, no matter how much the religious leaders persecuted him and doubted him and set traps for him, Yeshua's response was in faith and in peace and doing the will of his Father. And so that is what we need to learn. We need to learn to walk as Messiah walked. That's what we have been called to do, is to walk just as he walked. We're putting away the old behavior, yes. We're putting away the old way of thinking. We're putting away the old way of reacting, and we are now being transformed into Yeshua. We're being transformed into what he did, to do just as he did, to model him. He set the example for us to behave and walk as he walked, to do the things he did, to react the way that he reacted, and to think the way that he thought. We have been called to these new things. And part of us walking with Messiah, see, our being, what's going on in our soul is very important, because basically what is going on in our hearts and in our minds is what we're going to do. What we do is a flow, is an outflow of what's going on the inside of us. So in order for us to walk as Messiah walked, we have to have that mind of Messiah. We have to think as Messiah thought. We have to desire and love the things that Messiah desired and loved. So part of that new creation and being that new person is having that new mind and that new heart, and that coming out of us, and part of us training our minds and renewing our minds actually starts with the concept of understanding that we are a new creation. In fact, he has given us a new heart, and he has given us a new mind. Okay, so he has given us that. But we need to learn what it means to walk with that new mind and that new heart. Just because he gives us the new mind doesn't mean the old way of thinking and the behaviors that we have that are rooted within our minds just go away, all of them, right away. It does not happen or occur that way. So one of the things that we need to do as believers is understand the fact that we do have that new mind and accept the fact that we had that new mind and understand that and begin to grasp that as our new identity with him. You know, it's crazy because before you're a believer in Yeshua, you're not very sin conscious. You're not really walking around thinking about sin and what you're doing and whether or not it's right or wrong. You're not thinking about yourself for the most part as being a sinner. But when we come to belief in Messiah, we become very conscious of sin, not saying that that's a bad thing, because we need to be conscious of what we're doing and pruning those things off of our lives that are not correct. But we have to be careful that when we look in the mirror, that we see ourselves as a sinner. Because ultimately, you're going to act the way that you see yourself. If you're constantly calling yourself a bad person, then you're going to act like a bad person. So we need to be able to see ourselves as Messiah. Now, that does not mean that we see ourselves as Messiah and then we turn around and do whatever we want to do. What it means is we see ourselves as Messiah. We see ourselves doing the things that Messiah did. We see ourselves walking as Messiah walked. We see ourselves reacting the way Messiah reacted. We have to begin to see ourselves walking as Yeshua walked. That is part of the renewing of our minds, seeing ourselves and believing that we are a new creation and seeing ourselves walk as a new creation. It's not enough to see ourselves as a new creation, yet walk in the old ways, but we're seeing ourselves as a new creation that is walking in the new things of Messiah, that is walking in his righteousness, that is walking in obedience to his word. Now let's look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yeshua. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin, he condemned the sin in the flesh. So there is no condemnation for those who are walking with Yeshua. Okay? The law could not get rid of the condemnation that came from us disobeying the law. The law serves basically a function in two ways. Number one, the law points us to the fact that we were a sinner and that without Messiah, we are a sinner and we need a Savior. But the law cannot remove the condemnation from us. The condemnation can only be removed through belief in Yeshua, the fact that he died upon the cross for us. Then the law serves as a means of sanctification. It sets us apart from the world. It trains us in the things of God so that we are no longer walking in the old man, the old ways, being conformed unto this world, but now we're transformed into the image of Yeshua. His law teaches us how to walk as Yeshua walked. He walked perfectly, obedient to his Torah. He was perfectly set apart from this world, okay? So he got rid of the condemnation. For what purpose? Verse 4, so that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So the law could not remove the condemnation. He removed the condemnation so that we could fulfill the righteous requirement of the law, so we could walk in obedience to his law. He has given us that new heart and that new mind so that we can fulfill his law. And we will do that when we do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Walking according to the flesh, we'll be walking according to the old man. When we walk according to the Spirit, we're walking according to his word, according to being transformed into the image of Yeshua. Now we're going to see the part that the mind plays in this. And verse 5. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset on the flesh is at enmity toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh are not able to please God. So we've been called, what, to walk according to the Spirit. As we went back into that previous verse in verse 4, the righteous requirement might be fulfilled in us of the law, if we walk according to the Spirit, not of the flesh. And then as we read here in verse 5, he brings in the role of the mind. For if one's mind is set on the things of the flesh, then you're going to walk according to the flesh. So what you're thinking about, the way you think, if your thought process is fleshly, if you're thinking fleshly thoughts, then you're going to walk according to the flesh. If your mind is thinking like the world thinks, if it functions like the world does, then you will walk according to the world. But those who set their minds upon the Spirit, who think upon the Spirit, who renew their mind, to allow their minds to be renewed, reprogrammed, to think a different way, to learn the new thought patterns, to build the new pathways in their mind, away from the old way of thinking, away from the old way of reacting, but allowing the mind to be renewed and think a different way, according to His Spirit. So those whose mind operate according to the Spirit will walk according to the Spirit. So when you think about your mind being set upon the Spirit, it goes beyond just more than this concept of I'm not going to desire and think about the obvious sins that we think about when it comes to sexual sins and drugs and drinking and stealing and stuff like that. But let's also think upon the idea of, do we respond in doubt or do we respond in faith? Do we respond with stress and anxiety or do we respond in trust? Do we respond with bitterness or in hatred, or do we respond with kindness and love? How is our mind responding and thinking? That's what we have to think about in the process of the renewing of our minds and having our minds walk according to the Spirit. Because if your mind is responding in stress and anxiety or bitterness or hatred, then you're not going to be walking in the Spirit in those moments. Your response is going to be in the flesh. And so for those whose minds who respond upon the flesh, He says, is death. But the one whose mind is on the Spirit, so those who respond as the way He would have us to respond, there is life and there is peace. When our minds respond in stress and anxiety and doubt, our minds are actually at war with God. We're actually putting ourselves in a spot where we are working against Him. For the fleshly mind is at war with the law of God. Our fleshly mind does not want to subject itself to the law of God or to the will of God. And also, our fleshly mind does not want to naturally respond in faith and trust in God. So when we respond in the flesh, we actually put ourselves at war against God. We're actually working against His purpose in our lives. When we walk in the flesh, when we think according to our flesh, we are not able to please God. Now let's look at verse 12. So then, brothers, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So who are the sons of God? It's those who are being led by the Spirit of God. It is those who have allowed their minds to be renewed. It is those who have trained and taught their minds to walk according to the Spirit, to think upon the things of the Spirit and not upon the things of the world. Not upon the old behaviors. The one who has transformed his mind to no longer think according to its old way of thinking, reacting how it reacted in the past, but has created the new roadways and is now thinking upon the things of God and is being led by the Spirit of God. So those who think upon the things of the Spirit and walk according to the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Therefore, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. So here Paul is saying that the way the world thinks is futility. The way they react is futility. Those behaviors, those ways that you respond that are not according to his word, they are futile. They are vain. They will not produce any good thing in your life. They will not produce joy. They will not produce blessing. They will not produce peace. In fact, they're going to produce the opposite. Our body tends to do it because our body thinks it's protecting itself. But it is in vain. Verse 18. Being darkened in their mind, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart. And they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness. So he's speaking of the Gentiles or the nations, those who are not believers in Messiah, the world. Their minds are futile. The way they think are futile. And their minds have been darkened. The way they think is darkened. We have to be careful not to allow our minds to follow the same way of thinking and behaving and responding as we did in the past, because that is a darkened mindset that is alienated from the life of God. It will not produce his life in us. It will not produce his peace or his joy in us. Let's look at verse 20. But you did not learn Messiah in this way. If indeed you heard him and were taught in him, just as truth is in Yeshua, to lay aside in reference to your former conduct the old man, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to put on the new man, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth. What are we instructed to do? Paul tells us, you did not learn Messiah in that way as the nations have learned him. So lay aside the former conduct. Lay aside the former way of thinking. Lay aside those former paths that are entrenched in your mind and build new ones. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Allow your mind to be renewed by his spirit. Allow his spirit and his word to build new roadways in your mind. It takes a conscious effort. When things occur at the very beginning, to begin to build the new roadways so that you can be renewed in your mind and you can put on the new man so that you can be in the likeness of God. You can walk in his righteousness, walk in the holiness of his truth. His desire is for us to walk in his joy, in his blessing, and in his life, and have life. And we rob ourselves of that blessing when we do not put the effort in to properly renew our minds, to get rid of all of the old way of thinking. The ways of thinking that lead us into stress and anxiety, bitterness, unforgiveness. We have to be able to build new pathways in our minds that take us away from that way of thinking, to begin to think according to His Word. And then we will begin to really tap in to walking in His life and His blessings and in His joy, because then we're going to be able to see ourselves respond in faith and in trust, in kindness, in gentleness, and in love. Then we can be completely whole in our minds. And we're completely whole in our minds, then our light will shine unto the world. Then we will truly be set apart, and people will see that we are different from everybody else. We need to allow our minds to be healed, to allow our minds to be made whole. He does the work, but we do play a role. We can't just sit back and do nothing. We also need to be in the process of learning to think differently, building those new roadways, and setting our minds upon the Spirit. Well, hallelujah, we are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching, so come back now, and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.